Now, clearly, with the royal wedding taking place, and Prince Harry, of course, and his wonderful wife heading off into the sunset in a wonderful E-type Jaguar, which was electrically connected, you might as well think, well, great, Jaguar, let's have the human equivalent of Jaguars. Accordingly, what better way in this somewhat convoluted introduction to introduce somebody who actually knows how to ensure that the condition of the human being can be just like a Jaguar in many ways, in top form, etc., because of the nutrition that we actually put in, because of the fuel that we actually take, in association with Pharma Nord nutritional supplements. Of course, we're delighted to welcome once again the awesome Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine, sir. And I love that introduction, that comparison to the... So looking after, well, a car, a blue E-type. I must tell you, I digress for one moment, that when I was 30, which is nearly 50 years ago, I actually had a second-hand blue E-type when I was 30. I only had it for 2 years, and then I went back to Cortida's, which, because I was an oxygen deliverer from my pharmacy. But when I saw that blue E-type, which I had for a short time, an old second-hand one, it gave me happy memories. So, yes, looking after a car, that was the happy couple were in was actually an old blue E-type, and it had its engine taken out, its petrol engine, and it had been made into an electric blue E-type. So obviously that car had been very well looked after, albeit given a new heart, like a heart transplant. It had an engine transplant from a petrol one into an electric one. But it does lead us into our little chat today about what the newspapers are telling us, and journals and magazines, about how we should look after our own body. And there are many headings that I've got in front of me, which I'm going to skim across and try and get through a few. I know I usually latch onto one, and I get so ensconced that I end up talking of only about one or two. But let's pick some up. Here's one. This was in Daily Mail Wednesday, May the 23rd, the headline by Sophie Borland, the health editor, Shame of Food Firms Failing to Cut Sugar. She goes on to write that the food industry has failed to slash sugar levels in products such as biscuits to hit government targets. Sugar levels in popular foods, including ice cream and chocolate bars, were supposed to be cut by 5% over the past years. But a report showed firms had reduced levels by only 2% overall, and some foods had actually become sweeter. MPs said the voluntary policy had failed miserably, while doctors said the results were hugely disappointing. The targets were drawn up by Public Health England, the government's anti-obesity agency, last March. Businesses were told to cut sugar by 5% by 2018 and by 20% by 2020, either by making products smaller or changing the ingredients. There's another headline on the same page which says, half of adults will be obese by 2045. Obese means not just fat, it means obese worse than fat. I was also reading this week that Great Britain's children, especially the age group by the time they get to 10 to 11, were now more obese than even America. Now, America was always considered, because of all the rubbish they eat, and the quantities they eat, and the lack of exercise, and everybody's on laptops and iPhones and emailing and mobile phones, and you don't see children that much running out playing anymore. They're all indoors on these machines, so they're not getting the exercise. And so the problem is that the children of Great Britain have now overtaken America with the highest percentage of obese children, apparently, in the world. So this little headline, half of adults will be obese by 2045. It goes on to say, almost half the UK's adults will be obese by 2045, experts warn. They predict the National Health Service will be overwhelmed by patients needing treatment for obesity-related diseases if current trends continue. Public health interventions have done little to stem the tide, they say, with around a third of adults currently obese or overweight. A research team, including the prestigious University College London, predicted this number would rise to 48% within 3 decades. 10 years, 10 years, 10 years. That adds up to 30 years. Within 30 years, we're going to have 48% being obese within 3 decades, causing 1 in 8 people to develop type 2 diabetes. I mean, at the moment, it's about 1 person in 20 is definitely type 2 diabetes. I know in 10 years, they were saying it would be 1 person in 12. And now this is telling us in 30 years, it will be 1 person in 8. The Danish researcher, Dr. Alan Moses, who led the global study presented at the European Congress on Obesity in Vienna, said the United Kingdom faces a staggering challenge to slim, or a crippling cost to our health service. I now jump to a little article in the Mail on Sunday, May the 20th. This heading was, Leeds, the city of Leeds, Britain in crisp eating. Leeds, it goes on to say, Leeds has been named as the crisp munching capital of Britain after a study found workers there eat 125 million bags of crisps every year. Office staff in the city of Leeds each chomp through an average of 313 bags a year, the researchers discovered. They are followed by Birmingham workers, who eat 261 bags a year, and Liverpool on 197 bags of crisps a year. But the figures reveal a time bomb, as each Leeds worker is eating from their 300 packets of crisps, 313 packets of crisps. Each worker is eating 6 pounds of fat. Jonathan Ratcliffe of firm Leeds Offices, which commissioned the study, said, "We all love a bag, but it seems some love them more than others." So crisps are not healthy. Another headline in several papers, this was the headline in the Daily Mail, "Can germs protect children from leukemia?" And then in the Express, the headline similar, "Germ-free first year of life could cause childhood leukemia." So what's this talking about? It's saying that because of how we're cleaning and cleaning and using chemicals to clean and clean and clean, that children or babies from birth, especially the first year, because their immune system is having no challenges, because everybody's cleaning with chemicals, bleaches and cleaning, and no dust. I know our houses have to be clean. I know we have to definitely wash our hands before preparing food. But both these articles are saying, and I read, childhood leukemia could be prevented by exposing babies to germs, a landmark study suggests. Britain's leading experts in the most common childhood cancer believes keeping babies in a sterile environment, meaning that they haven't got enough, they're not being exposed to germs because we're cleaning it too much with too many chemicals, and they're breathing in, obviously, the fumes from these chemicals, can trigger the leukemia in those with a faulty gene. Ah, so there are some people who have a faulty gene, and if they're in an environment which is too clean, then that faulty gene could allow them to develop childhood leukemia. It says it can leave their immune system vulnerable, and common viruses such as flu can cause them to malfunction, ultimately causing leukemia. Experts from the prestigious Institute of Cancer Research in London now hope that harmless bugs could be used to prime the immune system to stop them developing the acute lymphoblastic leukemia. This research could pave the way for trials of preventive treatments such as a probiotic bacterial supplement in the next 5 years. You can actually already buy probiotic bacterial supplements which you can give to babies. These are the friendly germs which activate more than half, 70% of our immune system, which is in the lining of the bowel. The lining of the bowel, from the mouth right along to the anus, is called, this lining of special cells, is called the GALT, G-A-L-T. And that stands for gut-associated lymphoid tissue. And it needs to be activated by the friendly germs that we meet normally. And if you keep cleaning every surface with heavy chemicals such as bleach and other powerful man-made chemicals, then you kill off so many of these of ordinary germs that the immune system's got nothing to challenge. And then people with a faulty gene who get an ordinary infection then go on, these children, to develop leukemia. Professor Greaves, who's headed the study, said, the research strongly suggests that this form of leukemia has a clear biological cause and is triggered by a variety of infections in children with the faulty gene, which makes them predisposed children whose immune system have not been properly primed. The most important implication is that most cases of childhood leukemia are likely to be preventable. Professor Charles Swanton of Cancer Research UK said, it's important to emphasize that less than 1% of children who have a genetic predisposition described in this review go on to develop this form of leukemia. We do want to assure any parents of a child who has or has had leukemia that there's nothing that we know of that could have been done to prevent the illness. So it's still reassuring to know that we're all using too many chemicals to clean the house. By all means, be clean. But the number of chemicals that we're cleaning surfaces and breathing in these chemicals aren't doing any of us any good. We must be sensible. Then we've got the story about the new MOT. The new MOT that a lot of us, I didn't know about, that came into law this week. It goes on to say, this was in the Express on Monday, the 21st of May, a tougher and updated MOT for cars comes into force today, and drivers are being warned not to get caught out. There are tighter emissions limits on diesel cars and new fail category states when a vehicle should not be driven. Changes to how defects are categorized as minor defects, major defects, or dangerous defects. I didn't hear of this. Did you listeners know there's three categories when you have a MOT? They're designed to make it simpler for vehicles to know if their vehicles is safe to drive. Faults are deemed as dangerous or major, with results in the MOT being failed. Even if they see smoke coming from the exhaust or a whole host of things, you can be fined up to £1,000. There will be new checks on underinflated tyres, fluid leaks that could pose an environmental risk. So that also, that idea of a new MOT, more stringent test, looking for faults in our cars, does marry up with the human body. Because, as we've been saying this morning, if we're eating too much sugar, too much fatty food, it doesn't augment well for health, because by ruining our body, just like cars can be ruined, especially as we get older, cars get older, humans get older. I mean, look at the brand new cars of the BMW, where there was a recall that was on May the 19th. This was a new recall on BMWs, which are usually considered, you know, well-made cars, rather expensive. And BMW had to recall 88,000 more cars on the previous week or two ago, other recall on 330,000 cars who had a fault in their engines, an electrical fault, a wiring fault, which was causing BMWs, certain types of BMWs, to suddenly stop, even doing 70 miles an hour, the engine stalled, and that was a fault. 330,000 cars have been recalled, and now we read 88,000 more cars are being recalled because those BMWs have got air conditioning units which may catch fire. So once again, even when you apparently have perfect cars, faults can arise if somewhere in the system there is a fault, excuse me, which hadn't been detected. In the human body, we can link our aging body, our polluted body, from the diesel particulates that we're breathing in, which is giving people terrible health problems, from the very cars that we drive, especially diesel cars. I know they're now saying the newer diesel cars have been improved, but there are many older diesel cars driving round, belching out these nitrogen dioxide particles that can lodge in our lungs and lodge in our hearts and make us very ill. And so we now come to what we normally talk about, which is a range of health products from Pharmanord. Pharmanord is a Danish company, Denmark, and by Danish law, the only country in Europe where by Danish law, health products there have to be manufactured to pharmaceutical standards. And so they have a range of about 48 products. I'm not suggesting you take them all, because they all are given for different problems or to prevent different problems. But just like the things I've been reading this morning, too much sugar, too much fatty food, too much nitrogen dioxide we're breathing in from the car fumes, especially the diesel fumes, the old diesel cars. So the analogy is to our human body, thinking of it as a beautiful car, and we neglect the car. And so we have far too much sugar. I mean, 300 years ago, people were getting about 12 pounds of sugar a year from the food. And in America, by 1940, it had gone to about 40 pounds of sugar a year. And now, I remember reading in America, by 1990, which is 28 years ago, it had gone up to about 70 pounds of sugar a year. And we've just heard that we have now overtaken America with more obesity than even America. And this will lead, unfortunately, to more and more people getting diabetes and people getting cancer. And of course, the more overweight you are, first you become fat, then you become obese, then that weight doesn't do your hips any good or your knees any good. And thousands of people, as they get older, need new hips and they need new knees. And a lot of the problem is the obesity. So Pharma Nord have products, health products made to pharmaceutical standards that can help to address. I'm not saying they're going to be the cure-all if you carry on eating and drinking far too much alcohol and, of course, smoking. Smoking is the worst thing you could ever do. Setting fire to chopped-up leaves in white paper called cigarettes and breathing in the smoke, when you think about it, is ridiculous. Even firemen, when they go in a fire, obviously they wear a helmet to stop breathing in the smoke. And there's still about 12 million people smoking, and you still see young children catching on this terrible problem, seeing their parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts, and seeing people everywhere are still smoking and smoking. So Pharma Nord products, I'll rattle them off. The ones, if you take some of their supplements, you can, providing you look after your health in a general way, get your exercise, eat sensibly, greatly cut down the amount of sugar, greatly cut down the amount of cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar and biscuits and jam and marmalade. It's all sugar. And you need a small amount of sugar, but nothing like the amount of sugar we're eating. So the first product I will mention, because it can be given to children over five, it says it on the label now, because there's so many children. We just heard that the children of Great Britain are now more obese than the children of America. Unfortunately, we are the top country with the obesity now in the world. And so their Pharma Nord product called Bio Glucose Control is helping to control your glucose. This product has the purple berry from the mountains of Chile. And this berry has a substance in it, a natural substance, which stops the enzyme glucosidase from breaking down your starch into sugar. So when you eat bread, potatoes, pizza, pasta, rice, all that starch will break down to sugar. And when you eat swedes and turnips and parsnips, all that starch will break down to sugar. But in this capsule, and you can give it to kids over five by sliding the capsule apart and just putting the purple powder from the purple berry found in the mountains of Chile, that the people for centuries have been eating this berry to maintain good health. This berry extract stops starch breaking down to sugar. So you eat the food, sensible amounts, but you don't break it down to sugar. When you go to the toilet, you're passing out the starch and it hasn't become sugar. The other ingredient in that product is the mineral chromium. And those old enough of you to remember that car bumpers used to be made of chromium years ago, now they're all plastic and rubber. You need 100 millionths of a gram to share with your 100 trillion cells in your body. So you're not getting much to each cell. But with the chromium, a pathway opens and the chromium comes in and then it tells the glucose receptor, let the right amount of sugar enter my cells to give me energy. Without chromium, listeners, we're all low in chromium, and it's in this capsule called BioGlucoControl. That allows the door on your cells to open. The right amount of sugar goes in. You then create energy, and when you've got enough energy, obviously, the brain is told by a hormone called leptin, L-E-P-T-I-N, I feel full. So you're not eating and eating and eating and eating. And like the people of Leeds, the greatest crisp eaters in Great Britain, you're not eating these non-food items like cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and crisps. All right, the odd treat, but the amount we're eating and getting all that sugar and all this diabetes and heart trouble and arthritic knees and hips, and then being overweight and obese can lead, unfortunately, to a higher level of cancer. So it's very important to cut all this sugar. So BioGlucoControl, in my pharmacy, I've seen people who are pre-diabetic become non-diabetic by adding the BioGlucoControl capsule. Also, the largest selling item in their list of products from PharmaNord is BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. What a mouthful. BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. Q10 is a substance we all make in our body. It gives us our energy. When we pass 20, we start to make less in our liver where it's made. When we get to 40, we've gone back to a two-year-old. When you get to 80, I'll be 80, all being well in 2 years, then your production of Q10 that gives you your energy has gone back to the levels of a one-year-old baby, and you get weak muscles, you get thin muscles. That's my six-pack. I have a six-pack because I've been taking PharmaNord's BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules for 20 years, and it even stops muscle loss. The medical name was invented as people get older and older. They had to have a word in 1988. People are living longer, but they're succumbing to ill health, and so they had to have a word for muscle loss, and it's sarcopenia. Sarco is Greek for flesh. Penia is poverty. Poverty of flesh is muscle loss, and by taking this Q10 product, it helps to stop you getting sarcopenia.
And on that point, Dennis, we have to sort of say the whistle is now blowing and it's over for another week. So again, fascinating a line through that point of view. You can tell, obviously, we do our research, which is why clearly we kind of investigated your past. Who knows what things we can find out above the E-type job at JAG. It's a whole range of things there. Anyway, Dennis, I take it you'll be back with us again in about a week's time.
In a week's time, with more new information to help you maintain good health.